Okay, let's hear some Hasidic ideas on Shabbos HaChodesh, Tashin Pe'alef. The more we learn about it, the more we'll be able to connect it. Learn Shemilu Nishbas, Rechal Parabas, and Moshe. The first idea comes us from the Pre-Tzadik, Rav Tzadik HaKoyim, and Lublin, Parshas HaChodesh, Osvav. Says Rav Tzadik HaKoyim, Shalchem Nikra Rosh Chodesh. Why is it called Rosh Chodesh? Lo Tchilas HaChodesh. Why is it called Rosh and not Tchilas? Because Tchilas could also be Rosh. The Ram is Rosh Kol HaChodesh, to show it's the head of the month. Hainu. Shekol kiddushas hachodesh kol barosh hachodesh, because at the end of the day, all the holiness of the month comes from the first day, from the head of the month. As the Gemara says in Erevin, Mem Alpha Mem Alf, Ubasa Resha Gufa Azil. It all starts from the beginning. The rest of the month starts from the beginning. When you set the month on the first day strong, it has included it within the entire month. All the Sarim bring down, the Bnei Yisachar brings down this as well. At the end of the day, the head of the month, the Rosh of the month, has the kedusha of the entire month as well. First idea from Rav Tzadik. Second idea says from Rav Label Eger, Parshas Parot, Parshas Lamedal. That the Shabbos before is Chodesh Nisan, it's called Parshas Chodesh. And why? Why is it called Parshas Chodesh? Ki b'Shabbos HaKodem Maschil Yisnoitzis Yischadshus Hazeh. We already start to feel the Yischadshus from what? Ba'avor Be'Geulas Mitzrayim Be'Behove B'Mei Nisan. We already start to feel the renewal of Mitzrayim, of Geulas Mitzrayim. It's already a little shtickle Pesach Dik. Says Reb Label Eger, Ki yaduo mikol davar shebekdusha yesh lo hashras b'Shabbos HaKodim. Like in anything in holiness, when it comes down to it, from you have Purim on a Friday, from the Shabbos before, we already have the kedusha of Purim. And we know the Zohar tells us that all of the bracha from the week comes from the Shabbos before. Says Reb Label Eger, at the end of the day, why is it called Parshas HaChodesh? Because the ischachus of Rosh Chodesh Nisan is already following the kedusha of Pesach, is already coming in. It's already coming in from the Shabbos before of Parshas HaChodesh. So the first idea of Tzadik, everything goes from Rosh Chodesh, not Tchilas HaChodesh. Rosh, because it sets the tone, is including the entire month. The second idea says from a label Eger that the Kedusha, the Ischachus of Mitzrayim, the Gulus Mitzrayim, already happens, Parshas HaChodesh, already happens the Shabbos before. The third idea, it's brought down the name of Tzadik, a pre-Tzadik, Parshas HaChodesh, Os Beis, that this Shabbos HaChodesh, Yesh Bo Hischachus B'Shefa B'Divrei Torah. A person has the ability, says Rav Tzadik, actually Rav Tzadik quotes the Yiddish Kaddish. The Yiddish Kaddish of Parshishcha says that this Shabbos, the Jew has the ability to renew themselves specifically in Divrei Torah. Not only is there a Hischachus, but there's a Hispashchus. There's a tremendous revelation and tremendous opportunity and Hischachus specifically when it comes to Divrei Torah this Shabbos. That was the idea from the Yiddish Kaddish quoted by Rav Tzadik. I said before, Joseph Tzadik quotes the Yira Kodesh of Peshischa. The fourth idea, brought down by the Sifsei Tzadik, I believe, of the Rebbe of Linitz, Parshas HaChodesh Ba Nitzos Or Chadash. There's Mamish and Or Chadash happening, there's a special new light happening. So much so, says the Sifsei Tzadik, Parshas Zohar Oshes, She Yachol Lios Kibirya Chadasha Mamish. A person could be like a new person, a new being. He's using the same lashon like the Rambam tells us when he do tshuva. Kibirya chadosha mamish. Comes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, comes Chod Parshas HaChodesh. There's such a kedusha in the air of his chachas. A person can become a new being himself. That was the next two ideas. We said from Rav Tzadik, then we said from the Rebbe Le'egler, then we said the two ideas. The first one from Rav Tzadik, quoting the Yiddish Kaddish. The Yiddish Kaddish says that this Shabbos has the ability to be able to, the shef of Divrei Torah. The fourth idea, the Birya Chadash, the Sifsei Tzadik, a person can be renewed, a person can start fresh and start again. Mamish, Kibirya Chadash, Mamish. The fifth idea, I love this idea from the Shemi Shmuel, Parshasov, Tafresh, Ayin Tes. He says that he calls the Parsh the Chodesh HaTachlis. Parsh the Chodesh is the completion, but it was the Tachlis, it was the result of everything. It was all the Tachlis of all the Dala Parshias, of Shkolim, and the Hazachar and Parah, it was the whole consequence, the whole reason for all of them, was to come to Parshas HaChodesh. Says the Shem Yishmol, Shkolim, Zohar, Paro, Hein Achana Le Parshas HaChodesh. Shkolim and Zohar, Paro, they're all preparation for Parshas HaChodesh, and he says that just like we have Shkolim, Zohar, and Paro, that's Keneged, B'machshava, Dibur, Maisa. I'm assuming he says Machshava, Shkolim, Zohar is Dibur, like the Gemara says that you have to be able to remember B'peh, remember Zohar B'peh, and Paro, Paro is B'maisa, you have to do the action of Parshas Paro. But all those things of Shkolim, Zohar, and Para, it's not just four, that's just three. They're all preparations to be able to get to the Schachas of Parshas HaChodesh, to get to the Machshava, Dibur, Maisa. We got through Shkolim, Zohar, and Para, to get to the Schachas, get to the Tachlis of Parshas HaChodesh. Finally, fifth and final idea, we saw from the Shemesh Shmuel also. And Vayakha Pekudei, in Vachodesh, Tafresh Ayin Hei, fell like Tafresh Ayin Hei. It also fell like that around a little over 100 years ago. Says the Shemesh Shmuel, beautiful insight. He says the same way that Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, Heim Zmane Hischadshus. Shabbos and Chodesh are very, very similar. They're very similar. They're days that a Jew can renew themselves. They're times of renewing, of pressing refresh. But Shabbos and Chodesh, we have the double action. It's the double Hischadshus, the double Kochos. You have the koach of Shabbos and the koach of Rosh Chodesh that falls out specifically that week, and says Rashem Yishmol, "V'tzurichin estayab Rosh Chodesh v'gam Shabbos." A person can get divine help. A person can get siyat d'shmaya this Shabbos, not only from the koach of Shabbos, but from the koach of Rosh Chodesh that falls out that week as well. Specifically, because Shabbos and Chodesh has the kiddush of Rosh Chodesh as well. We should be zocher to take these ideas from Rav Tzadok number one. To understand the koach of Rosh Chodesh has the koach of all the kedush in it. The second idea we said from Rabbi Leibel Eger is the koach of Pesach already in it from this Shabbos. The third idea we said from Yidah Kodesh from Rav Tzadok that this Shabbos is the chef of Divrei Torah. The fourth one from the Sifzei Tzadok we have the ability to kibir yichadosh and mamish. The fifth idea, the Shemesh Shmuel. The last two ideas from the Shemesh Shmuel. The fifth idea was from Zohar Shkolim, Zohar and Parah were a preparation. Hanachanim. The parshas of Chodesh, but largely machshava dira ma'isa. But when it comes to a mitzvah, you have to do it in thought, in speech, in action. And shkolim would be machshava, zocher prepared would be dibor, and ma'isa was the action would be para. As all the tachlis to come to parshas of Chodesh, and the Shemesh Shmuel finally said at the end of the day that Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh are very similar. And this Shabbos, they're both times are pressing the refresh button. But this Shabbos, you have the kochas of both. You have the Shabbos and parshas of Chodesh. You have the kedusha of Shabbos and the kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. You should be zocher to connect to these Hasidic teachings of Shabbos HaChodesh, and Be'ez Hashem, through not only learning them, but living with them, and living with the Tzaddikim's teaching, we should be Zoch Be'ez Hashem to all the Shef and Bracha on this Shabbos HaChodesh.